All right, you will say good morning. Good morning. Let's get in a few minutes. Baruch Hashem of Vilvavi. So we're picking up on page Yud Aleph. Page Yud Aleph. End of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Zokol Mitzias Adam. So we'll say. So we're really reinforcing this same theme over and over and over. Now, what is the Mitzias? What is the essence of life? What is the essence of life? Lios Karov Labori V'Davach Bo. To be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to cling to Him. Now what that actually means and how that actually manifests itself, we still have to figure out, still have to clarify. He says, Kirvas Elokim Litov Bevadai. This is incredibly important. Shebechdei Lichios Betzurazu. In order to really live this type of life, of Kirvas Elokim, to live the type of life where really the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most important thing to me, he says something amazing. He says, Sarech Derech Berura Ba'avodas Hashem. I need clarity of vision as to how I am going to go ahead and reach this particular state. Kate said, "Magiim lekach lios tevukim bebari yisbarach shemo bechol rega verega mamish." And as well said, this is so incredibly important, and not just in this context, but in life. So obviously, step one in life is articulating what do you want? What's your goal? But the problem just is that we often think that the articulation of the goal is enough. I've articulated the goal, perfect. The Mechaber says there's one more issue. After you articulate the goal, then I need to go ahead and articulate and clarify the plan as to how to actualize that goal. So for example, now if I know, Va'ani kirvas alokim litov, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Ultimately, again, I want to live a life, as Ramchal said it, that the ultimate shlemus ha'amiti, the ultimate true completion could only be found by closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's beautiful. That's what I want. That's my goal. Now the Shaila, of course, becomes, how do I get there? And only if I'm able to articulate and to clarify what the process is, will I have a chance of the actualization of that goal actually coming true. And I will say, it's true for anything in life. Right? So often we have goals and dreams and aspirations, and we want to reach this milestone and that milestone, and it's good, and it's beautiful, and it's meaningful. The problem is, without the accompanying plan, the probability of me actualizing those goals is very small. Very small. He goes on, he says, Sarek Mekach, Sarek Derech Meru Ba'avadas Hashem, Ketzad Magiyim Mekach Lios Tevukim Barik Zbarach Shemo, Bechol Regev Regev Mamish. So again, the articulation of the goal of the aspiration is beautiful, but now I need to figure out, how do I get there? What's the process that ultimately leads me to this result? Ulam, Old Definition of Varis HaDerech Lekach, Reish Yisarech Shiyeh Baru La'adam Beru Gamor Shein Bo. So listen, I just want to point out, The beauty of what it is, of this limud, is the statements and the lessons being taught here are not just relevant in this particular context. It's important in life in general. This idea that, yes, it is beautiful to have goals and dreams and aspirations. That's fantastic. But just as important as those goals, dreams, and aspirations is the ability to articulate and identify a process to get from point A to point B. If you don't have the process, then the goals and the dreams will absolutely never materialize. He's talking about it over here in the context of Dveikos Ba'Hashem. But Dveikos Ba'Hashem, any other area of life, it all applies. Now he goes on, he says, but even before all of this, Reishis Tzar Shiyihia Barli Adam Beirur Gamer Shein Bo Tzel Shel Safek Klal Mahu Tachlis Chayiv. Now, Bosei, now we come now full circle. Before we go ahead and therefore create the process through which I am able to achieve a sense of Dveikos, I first need clarity. What is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose? Tzar Shiyeh Barli Adam Shetachlis Achayim Hulihios Karov. The Davuk, page Yud Beis, the Bori Yisparach Shemo, the Chol Rega Verega Mamish. And I'll say, here the Mechaber says something very important. So again, yes, it is important to go ahead. Do we not have a few pages of base? Is that right? Okay, well, we're stopping here anyway. So I will put that out on our next PDF. Sorry. So again, he says, before we go ahead and engage in the process that will allow for the actualization of the goals, are we clear on the Tachlis? Are we clear on the purpose? And by the way, are we clear on the purpose? Not, okay, can you see what the purpose is? Do you believe it? do I believe that the purpose of my life, ultimately, again, is Dveikus Bashem. Because it was with Mechaber, and this is, the nuance here is so profound. There are many reasons why we don't accomplish the things that we want to accomplish in life. Many reasons. But the one thing we know that is not a reason is because we're not is thinking that we're not good people. We're all good people. We're all wonderful people. We're all tzaddikim. We all want to be good. We all want to be better. So why don't we end up accomplishing a lot of the things that we set out in life? So possibility number one might be because there's no plan. There's just zero plan. And without a plan, you pretty much can't do anything. But then the Mechaber says there's something else. Am I really committed to a vision? Am I really committed to a vision? In other words, if somebody were to ask me, what's the purpose of my life? Would I be able to articulate what that purpose is? And the Mechaber says that essentially what he's saying is very often the answer to that is no. In other words, I'm doing a lot of good things in my life, but if somebody were to ask me, what is the purpose of my life? It might be hard for many of us to actually answer that question. Well, if there's no clarity of purpose, if there's no clarity of tachlis, then by definition, it's going to be difficult to create a plan. And if it's difficult to create a plan, then it's going to be virtually impossible to reach your intended destination. So you see how this cyclical, that's why he keeps coming back. Number one, let's get clarity on the tachlis. Now again, remember, at this point in time, the Mechaber is suggesting that the tachlis is kirvas Elokim, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the general tachlis. Well, now then have to narrow into a personal tachlis, but our general tachlis is kirvas Elokim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that I know that is my tachlis, that is my purpose, that is my goal, then I can go ahead and begin to get to work on the plan as how to accomplish that. But first, you have to actually believe that that's your tachlis. Because if I say it, but I don't believe it, the plan's not going to happen. If the plan never happens, then so the actualization of the goal never happens. First, get clarity and commitment to the actual goal. Then ultimately, again, creation of a plan. And then, Emir HaTashem, actualization of our goal. So I was to stop over here for today. We'll have to pick up with this tomorrow. But again, just to understand, this is why so much of what we're learning over here is not just about this particular nuance over here of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but so many of these lessons are the necessary lessons for success in life in general.